Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Burns. Tony Burns. Tony Burns. Tony Burns.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall.
Everybody, come on, give him some praise. I know you just gave him some praise, but how many of you know you never can give him too much praise? You never can give him too much praise. Hallelujah. Did he wake you up this morning? Hallelujah. Did he start you on your way? Hallelujah. Are you in your right mind? Oh, you can never give him too much praise. Bless his holy name. I just want to say the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Not my name, but his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me, thy prepareth a table. Oh, I love this. Before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on, somebody.
You're listening to the sounds of
the Tony Burns Gospel Show.
Hey, see, I want New Life to come up here real quick. I need to tell a story about Norma Jean. Everybody listen.
Norma Jean walked in the church, smile on her face. Everybody staring at her like she was out of place. She looked like hard times had pulled them back. Let me stop playing with you. Norma Jean had been smoking crack. Something happened that Sunday that changed my life. Right in the midst of worship, Norma Jean pulled down her pipe. The saints started to judge her when Norma started to worship him. But Norma testified, worship cleansed her from her sin. She said, every time I worship and bless your holy name. Norma came back next Sunday with a new clothes on. Everybody was excited, they smiled and they welcomed her home. Norma Jean testified she was in a backslidden state. She said the word, the worship and the praise was like gravy on a soul food plate. The mark of this fall, don't judge your neighbor's praise. Just like God delivered you, your neighbor he can save. There's so much to worship than a conference and waving your hands. Norma Jean said that's power that will surely make a change. She said,
Saturday. I'm pretty sure everyone is enjoying their weekend. But this is Felicia Burns coming to you all, and I just want to give you words of encouragement and also speak upon one of the deadly sins that's going rampant in the world today. I want to talk about lust. And lust, we want to read Matthew 5 and 28. And today, people lust for one another. They use their bodies to get this attention. We lust for other people's husbands and wives. Even if they are celebrities, you're lusting after them. Lust can be not just overwhelming. Lust can control you. Just the other day, a friend of mine asked was if her spouse is looking at another picture of a naked woman, is that not adultery? I told her, if her husband is looking at that woman in a sexual nature, that is adultery, because you're not supposed to do that. But lust alone, just lusting, can not only be disrespectful to one person, it can be disrespectful not to yourself. But it's so controlling in this world today that it's common. No one looks at it as being wrong. And I'll put we in there because we're all human. So the human nature looks at it as it's normal. This is what we do. This is how we survive. This is how we make money. This is just the world today. But there is something wrong with it because it's wrong in God's eyes. You're not to lust in that nature for another person. And when I say lusting can be controlling, anytime that you can be in church and you've done something and your mind gets steered away from the word to your lustful nature, there's something wrong with that. There's something controlling you to keep your focus off God. Now, what we do, we pray and we ask God for deliverance, but you got to mean it from your heart. And if you are getting delivered, or if you are delivered, you understand what I'm saying today. Some people don't realize that they lust like this. Now, you can lust if you're lusting for your spouse. I feel like that's not wrong because that's your spouse. But just lusting for anything else. And it doesn't really have to be sexual. It can be lusting for anything. Any desires of your heart that controls you. If I want a car, I want that car. I'm going to do anything to get that car. I don't care who I hurt. I'm going to get that car. So basically, don't allow this type of nature to control you. It's a deadly sin. So, of course, it can become deadly. There are situations where you lust for one spouse, and then that spouse see you lusting for his spouse, and that could cause a deadly reaction. So, my message to you all today is very short. I really don't have a long version because sometimes you don't have to go all out to get the point across. Therefore, lusting, deadly sin, don't allow it to control you. You all have a blessed day.